Hey y'all, here at OS Reviews. You're watching our retro unboxing of the HP Veer 4G. This is a very unique smartphone because it runs on the webOS platform initially developed by Palm, and then it was purchased by HP before being famously dumped and sold off at a massive loss for the company. But the Veer 4G is also unique because of its small and petite form factor. It has only a 2.6-inch TFT LCD display that measures in at 480 by 320 resolution, which isn't terrific by today's standards, but then again, the very small screen real estate thus makes the PPI count relatively decent, even here in 2016. This is a very unique smartphone. It ran originally on AT&T's, again, 4G network, and I've always wanted to take a closer look, and I've finally had the opportunity now to pick one of these up, so we're going to take a look at what's in the box and show you guys the phone as well as my first impressions, and a retro review will be coming out quite soon. So here's the box. This is like the regular commercial version. There's also a boosted pack version, which has a larger presentation that includes some extras like the Touchstone wireless charger, but this is just the phone itself and the regular accessories that comes with it, I believe. Some basic serial number info on the sides. This phone did come in two color iterations. This is the black version and also came in a white model. Other specs include a 800 megahertz Qualcomm processor, which again isn't great, but it did have all the wireless connectivity options like Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth. There was that proprietary Touchstone wireless charging, and there's also this touch-to-share feature if you had an HP touchpad, so it's kind of like a version of NFC almost. So the phone itself, for being so small, is fully stacked in terms of wireless connectivity, which is kind of cool. Some basic quick start guides, looks like AT&T, printed in full color, as well as get a free app. Wow, this must be massively out of date, as you can see down below there. This came out around the same time as the HP touchpad, as well as the Pre 3, so that's kind of an interesting thing to note. And here, it looks like there are a few more documents, Wi-Fi, HP help. Take a look at the phone in a moment. Down below here, we have, looks like another sheet of paper, and that's it. We have first the charger, which is a small charging cylinder, and interestingly enough, it still has the Palm logo instead of the updated HP logo, so it shows that that probably wasn't checked too thoroughly, but this is, again, a very small size. USB lead on one side, the other part just has the standard adapter, wall plug. The HP Veer 4G did not use a micro USB port for charging and syncing, it used a proprietary cable. As you can see here, the cable length is pretty good. It's made out of a nice material, but this is a magnetic connector, which, you know, some might argue is a feature. Some may say it's a hassle because it's proprietary and you can't just plug it in with any old cable. But again, it just snaps in place like so, and it makes charging pretty easy because you don't have to align the ports. It just snaps in automatically. But then again, if you lose this cable, you have to buy another one that's going to be more expensive. It also dubs for the syncing with a PC. In here, there's also, interestingly enough, a earpiece adapter, and that's because the Veer 4G is so small that they actually couldn't engineer a full-size 3.5mm jack, or at least they found it to be too challenging to do so. So they made a part or accessory that uses the same magnetic pins as the charging port to snap onto the sides, and if you want to use your headphones for listening to music, you have to bring this part along with you, which was something that received a bit of critique at the time because it was easy to snap off and easy to lose, as you could imagine. But here we go. It's made out of the same plasticky material. Not a very elegant approach at all, and you have to make sure the headphones are plugged in first before you attach this part, or I'm thinking that the magnets won't be strong enough to hold that stress or weight. So essentially this snaps on like so, and you can kind of see how entire thing works. So definitely not a very elegant approach, it kind of just sticks off the side. Finally, looks like there is a user manual as well as an extended safety guide, and that's basically it. So taking everything off to the side now and just taking a look at the phone. There's a sheet of plastic, texting and driving it can wait, indeed. And there we go. Indeed, one of the first things I'm noticing about the VR4G is its size. It is tiny, microscopic by today's phablet standards, and on the front, it's about the same size as a credit card, which is, again, very small. This is probably best suited for kids or people with smaller hands, as opposed to, I guess, general folks, because they will struggle a bit with a smaller screen. It involves a lot of pinch and zooming, scrolling around for web browsing and apps, and of course, it has a side-out keyboard. As you can see below here, we've booted this thing up in the meantime, but you can see that the keys themselves are also small. The original Prez keyboard was already pretty small, but this one takes a cake for being even smaller. With that being said, they are pretty tactile and responsive, so they do have a nice clicky feel to them. Otherwise, you can see that the phone on the back also has this kind of mirrored finish, which attracts a bit of fingerprints, also acts as a vanity mirror for the 5.0 megapixel camera on the back, along with the loudspeaker, and a very soft-touch rubber back as well. It feels like a pebble in the hand, also a bit like a toy, but it does feel very well-built at the same time. The back is actually non-user replaceable, or removable in this case. The battery is sealed in, so to access a SIM card slot, you just use the very top to pry that open with your fingernails, and you should have access to a full-sized SIM slot. This is, again, a quad-band GSM World phone. It looks like the power key is on the top right-hand corner. Kind of interesting, there is a ringer switch or a mute switch, and the other side features a large volume rocker, which is also chrome etched, and a lanyard strap on the top. That's basically it. There are dual microphones on here, and there's also a gesture area down below here, which will detect when you go back, when you press on it once to go home, and we have that infamous WebOS interface, which is still, I think, one of the most elegant UIs on a smartphone, and I am a huge fan of the original Pre as well as touchpad when I reviewed that a few years back, so quite a few memories. Anyways, this has been a quick first impressions unboxing look at the HP VR4G or a retro unboxing. We're going to give a retro review as well in the coming days, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Thanks for watching. Here are OS reviews. This has been one of the world's smallest touchscreen smartphones, the HP VR4G.